So I interviewed Jim earlier, and then I ate some food, and now I'm with someone else who can tell us a little about the Democracy Centre, which we failed to get Jim to tell us about. So who are you, and what's the Democracy Centre?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Cooper, and I work here at the Democracy Centre in Cochabamba. At the Democracy Centre, we work principally on three different types of issues. The first is that we do investigations and reporting on issues of political and cultural significance here in Bolivia, primarily towards a U.S. audience, mostly in the U.S., but also we do some reporting in Spanish and internationally around the world. The second thing that we do is that we do on-the-ground advocacy trainings here in Cochabamba and in Bolivia. We get together with maybe social movement groups or political groups or student groups, and we help them build strategies for how to organize their movement in a more effective way, or how to form a more effective relationship with the representatives, how to come up with strategies to make their demands of the representatives more effectively. The idea is to build a democracy from the ground up, so we work with groups to help them become more informed participants in their democracy. And the third thing that we do is that we organize international citizen campaigns. So there might be an issue going on here in South America or in Bolivia that we think deserves attention from activists and groups around the world. The most famous example of what we've done is that we organized the campaign with Bechtel back in 2005 and 2006 to bring international attention to the injustices of the lawsuit that Bechtel was bringing against the country of Bolivia. So we got over 42 countries, I think, to sign on to a petition and to bring actions against a corporation that was really bringing an unfair suit against the people of Bolivia, one of the poorest countries in the continent. Those are primarily what we do. We're also moving lately into doing more work in climate and climate justice, and this conference has been a great opportunity for us to begin to build some networks in that movement, and to make some connections and to start to make some tactical connections with people doing that kind of work, realizing that that's the biggest challenge that's confronting us all coming in these next decades.
Okay, so you've told us what the Democracy Centre is, and I guess these are the offices of the Democracy Centre. So who the hell are all these people here?
Interestingly, we have, I think, probably the most A-list party of alternative media that you could have pretty much anywhere in the world. It's a fortunate coincidence. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that there's not so much exciting going on in Cochabamba in the night. But we have, who do we have here? We have the entire Democracy Center crew. We have Naomi Klein. We have Grit TV. We have some people from Alternet. We have a whole bunch of radical and exciting activists who are doing some impressive direct action. We've been lucky enough to have them all here in our office. It looks like we have, I'd say, between 70 and 100 people here tonight, feeding them food and some delicious chicha.
That gives me an excuse to go and interview some people. Well, thanks very much for the interview, and I'll let you get back to getting drunk.
Thanks. I'm already fair on my way. Sorry about that.